Tonight's shiur is on this week's parsha, which is Parshas Yisro, and the title of the shiur tonight is Who is a Jew? So tonight we're going to look at the psukim following Har Sinai, during the revelation of Har Sinai, and we'll see that there's an interesting Medrash Gemara based on it as to how to determine and classify who a Jew is. But before we get to that point, we'll read through the psukim. There'll be a side point in the beginning of the shiur, and then we'll get to the title of the shiur towards the end of the shiur. Or the middle. So if you start with source number one, it's Shmos Perek Chaf, Pasuk Tesvav. It says, V'chol amru imes akolus ve'es halapidim, ve'es kol ha-shofar ve'es ha-har ashen, v'yar ha'am v'yanu'u v'yamdu mirachok. So all the Jewish people who were at Sinai, they saw this thunder and lightning, and they heard the sound of the shofar, and they saw the smoking mountain. They all fell backwards, or they moved backwards, they were afraid. So the Torah continues, Tez Zayin, Vayomru al Moshe, Daber ata imanu v'nishma, v'ali daber imanu elokim penamos. The Jewish people, they begged Moshe to teach them the rest of the Aseret HaDibros, because they were scared when Hashem was speaking to them directly that they would die. Vayomru Moshe lo am al tirau, kilu v'avur nafsos eschem bo elokim, v'avur tiye yiraso al pneichem, levolti sechetou. So Moshe tells the people not to be afraid, because Hashem appeared or spoke to them in order to test them. Nasos, we'll see, as a machlokas. And that's why Hashem appeared to them. And also in order to establish fear in the Jewish people, and so that they don't sin. Vayamoda amerachok u'moshe nigash el arafel asher sham ha'elokim. And then the Jews, they stood backwards, you know, from far away. And Moshe went up to the clouds where Hashem was, in order to get the Torah, and in order to, he helped explain or give over the other Dibros. So we see from Rashi, what's interesting is that in Pasuk Yud Zayin, source number one, it says that Moshe tells the people not to be afraid, and he gives two reasons why they shouldn't be afraid. One is that Hashem only appeared to them at Har Sinai, Levavur Nasos Eschem, and also the purpose was to create Yira in them. So the question that we'll start this year with is, what is this idea of Nasos? Leva'avur Nasos Eschem. What's the concept of Hashem appearing to the Jewish people at Sinai in order to Lenasos? What does that mean? So Rashi says in source number two, Leva'avur Nasos Eschem. Legadel Eschem ba'olam sheyatzalachem shem ba'umos shehu bechvodo niglalechem. So Rashi says that the word Nasos means that he exalted the Jewish people in order that everyone, all the non-Jews, give them kavod. And that's why Hashem appeared to them at Sinai. Nasos, lashon harama ugedula. Rashi continues, and he says that the language of Nasos means to raise a person up, or raise people up. Kimo harimu nes, harim nisi, kanes ala giva, shehu zakuf. So he quotes all these psukim to prove that the word nes, or Nasos, means to exalt, to raise up. So the first idea, Rashi says, is that the Jews, the reason why Hashem appeared to them and spoke to them directly is in order that other nations should view the Jewish people as high up. And the second is Bavur Tia Yiraso. Look in source number two. He says, Al Yidei Shereisim Oso Yaru Yirai Umuyam Tedu Ki Ein Zulaso Vatiru Mipanov. So in order, because they saw Hashem, they'll be fearful and they'll dread, and they'll know that there's no other God beside Hashem. And they'll be afraid and they'll be in awe in the face of Hashem. So Rashi explains that the word Nasos, that the purpose, why did Hashem speak to the Jews at Sinai? It could have just been through Moshe the whole time. So the reason why Hashem spoke to them is so that other nations would hear about the fact that Hashem revealed himself to the Jewish people, and the Jews would be considered higher up. They would be exalted because of that. And the second was to create a yira, to create a fear within the people to avoid chet. So once they saw that Hashem existed, it would be difficult for them to be a chote, to sin. So we're going to explain what that means. What's that concept that Rashi is alluding to when he says that Hashem was trying to exalt them to the other nations? But before we get to that, I suggest that we look at the Ramban. The Ramban quotes different opinions as to what this word means, and based on those opinions, you have a very different idea of what the Torah is teaching us. So if you look in source number three, the Ramban says, "Kilvavur nasos eschem ba'alokim, He quotes Rashi. Nasos lashon harama ugdula kimo harimu nis kanes lal giva shuzakov lashon Rashi. So the Ramban quotes Rashi, and he says the same thing that Rashi maintains, that it means to bring them up, to exalt them in the face of the other nations. He says ve'enenu nachlon. He says that's not true. Avayi talking shiomar, but it should say ki lavavur hargilchem emunaso bahalokim. Really, what it should say is, or what it does mean, is in order to accustom the Jewish people in their amuna, that's why Hashem appeared to them. Shekevan shehera lachem gilu hashchina. Once Hashem revealed Himself to the Jewish people, nichnisa emunaso bilvavchem ledavka bo. The Jewish people would really believe in Hashem and they would cling to Him. Velo tipare nafshechem mimena laolam, and they'll never separate from Hashem. Once they see that Hashem is the only God, they would be fearful. Or they'd be fearful of the great Esh, the great fire that they saw at Sinai. And they won't sin as a result. So another approach that Ramban says is the reason why Hashem appeared wasn't to exalt the Jews in the eyes of the other nations, but rather the reason why Hashem spoke to them was in order that the Jews be accustomed to their emuna in Hashem, and that the emuna be within them and affect their souls. What's interesting in the Ramban is that he says that there's two types of Yira, which is a famous idea the Ramban brings down. One is that he says the Yira, go back in the Ramban, he says before, Lamantia Yiraso Pnechem, Bir Oschem Kihu Levado, Elokim Bashamayim Art, Vatir Un Mimenu Yira Gedola. So one Yira is the higher level Yira, where the Jews understand that Hashem is the only God, and as a result, they're in awe of Hashem, and that's Yira. Or the idea of Hashem appearing to them was that the big fire, the great fire, was scary, and they'd be scared of punishment, of Onesh, and that's the second type of Yira. So the Ramban, he mentions two types of Yira that could emerge from Hashem appearing to the Jews. One is the true idea of Yira, an awe that results in recognizing the greatness of Hashem. But the other is Yira of just a fear of being punished, of being afflicted by this fire. So the other thing that was created when Hashem appeared to the Jews was a big fire and big clouds and smoke. So that was another reason why Yira would be established from the fact that Hashem appeared before the Jews. So again, the Ramban's arguing, and again, he's going to bring in another Shita as well. But just to keep the opinions clear, Rashi maintains that the idea of Lenasos Eschem meant to exalt the Jewish people in the eyes of others, and that's the purpose of Hashem speaking to them directly. Whereas the Ramban says that it was in order to accustom them to belief in Hashem, and in order to create the foundations of Yiras Hashem. And there's two types of Yira. One Yira is a Yira of recognizing the uniqueness of Hashem, and that's what the Ramban mentions. And also the other Yira, which is that there's a fire that existed, and that was a more basic level of Yira based on fear of punishment. Okay, let's go on. We're in the Ramban, source number three. The Harav Amar B'morah Nevuchim, the Rambam's Shita, Ki Amar Lahem Al Tira'u, Ki Zeh Asher Isem Haya, Kishi Nase Hashem Elokim Eschem, Lehodia Erech Emunoschem. V'yishlach Lechem Nabi Shaker, Shiyirte Listor Mash Shamatem, Lo Simar Ashirechem Le'olam Miderecha Emes, Ki Kfar Re'isem Ha'emes Be'inechem. So the Rambam says that Linasos means to test them, but the idea of Hashem speaking to them personally was that in the future, when a Novi Sheker comes, the Jewish people will know that there is a more primary knowledge, and that knowledge occurred at Sinai. And that was why Hashem had to appear to them. It was in order to supersede any other knowledge coming from humans in the future, even a Novi Sheker. And but the Ramban says, no, v'im kein yomar bavur sheyuchal l'nasos eschem l'asid balokim ata, kidei sheyu omdim lo b'chol nisayon. The Ramban argues with the Rambam, and he says the Lashon doesn't bear that out. So we have another Shita. The Rambam maintains, why did Hashem speak to the Jewish people directly? In order that in the future, if they encountered a Navi Sheker, they would have more primary knowledge to know that the Navi Sheker is false. Because since they spoke to, or Hashem spoke to them directly, they would know that any person that came along and said that Hashem, you know, told me that you should do a Avodah Zarah, well, they know that they spoke to Hashem, and that's more primary than any human being conveying a message of Hashem. And then the last idea is the Ramban himself. He says, Valdaiti hu nisayon mamish. The last idea is that it's a real test. So why did Hashem appear to the Jewish people to test them in reality at that moment? Yomar, hinei ratzo lokim l'nasoskem hasishmeru mitzvosov, ki hotzi milibchem kol safek. Hashem wanted to test the Jews to see if they would keep the mitzvos, and by appearing to them, he was removing their safek, their doubt. And now Hashem would see, he's testing the Jewish people to see if they really love him and they really want to do the mitzvos. So he removed their doubt when he appeared to them, and in order to create a test to see how genuine their love was for him and for the mitzvos. So any type of lashon nisayon is like a test. Valeches ba'elei kilo nisisi lo bechinasi nafshi ba'olam leches mehem b'yitachin shi'a nisayon hazeh b'tova. And this was a good test. Ki ha'adon pam yinase abdo ba'avodah kasha. Sometimes Hashem tests people by giving them hard work. Ladas im yisvelen lahavaso, to see if people will be able to tolerate the work and still out of love for Hashem. Upam yitiv imo ladas im yigmo oso betova asher asa imo, but sometimes Hashem tests people in a good way in order to see if they'll repay him for the good type of situation he created. Lahosef ladona vavoda uchavod, and as a result they'll produce a greater level of respect for Hashem. Ki inyan shamru chachamim ashri adam sheomed benisyonav. So it says, great is the man. Happy is the man who stands in his tests. She'en lecha beria, she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu minase osa. There's no creature that Hashem doesn't test. Ha'ashir minase osa umtia yado pechusa pesucha laniyim. The rich person is tested to see if he's going to give money to the poor. Ha'ani minase osa imyucha lekabel yisurin. The poor person is tested to see if he can survive the bad things happening to him. That's why Hashem, he benefited the Jews to show him his real nature. He didn't do this to any other nation. So he gave them a test. By appearing to him, he removed their doubt, and he allowed them, or he wanted to see how they would respond, and if they would accept upon themselves to be the Am of Hashem. So none of the other nations had the same relationship as the Jews. Okay, fine. So I just read through a long Ramban, but I just wanted to summarize. There's really different opinions as to why. It's a really important question philosophically. And the question that they all take up is, why did Hashem have to appear to the Jewish people directly at Har Sinai? Why couldn't it have been that Moshe just taught them the Asaras Adibros? What was the necessity of Hashem, of Hashem's appearance? So we have different opinions. Rashi maintains that the purpose was that the Jewish people should be exalted in the eyes of others. And that's why Hashem appeared to them, because every nation would know that the Jews got, that Hashem was willing to reveal his Shechina to them. And the second is that it was in order that the Jewish people get accustomed to belief in him. And that's the idea of Lenasos. The third concept is the Rambam. And the Rambam says that Hashem wanted to establish as more primary Sinai than any other Navi Sheker. And the last idea is the Ramban. His last idea is that it was a Nisayon, it was a test, in order to see how the Jews would react. So what is the concept of a test? What is the concept of the Ramban, as opposed to the Rambam and Rashi? So why is Hashem testing the Jewish people at Har Sinai by appearing to them in person? So I think the Ramban is, sorry, it's not really in person, but kavyachol. So I think the Ramban is highlighting an idea about tests. So the concept of a test is to see how man will choose. Will man choose the good, or will you choose the bad? So, for example, let's take a regular test in high school or college. So you take a test and you want to see if you're right or wrong, and you have two options in front of you, and you have to choose which one is correct and which one is false. But the only way, by a test by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the idea of bechira, of choosing, is determined or is based on all the factors that would prevent a choice from being removed. For example, if there's doubt as to Hashem's existence, so that's going to affect the choice that you make. Because if you doubt Hashem's existence, then if that's going to affect whether you love Hashem and whether you're going to want to go after Hashem. But if you accept it, so it'll also affect your bechira. So the idea that Hashem is expressing by Sinai is he's trying to remove all the factors that would have, all the emotions that would affect man's decision-making, to give man an open slate, and to give man, or to give the Jewish people, an open slate. And that's the idea of testing, of nisayonos. A nisayon is a situation where a true nisayon is a situation where a person can make a decision without all the other baggage affecting them and biasing them towards one direction or the other. So that's the idea I think the Ramban is mentioning by Hashem's appearance to the Jewish people. He says he was trying to remove all safek, milibchem kol safek, umi'ata yira hayushchem o'avim osovim techvetu bovim mitzvosov. Once Hashem removed the doubt, now the Jews had two choices in front of them, and they had no biases. They basically saw as a fact that Hashem existed, but now they were stuck in a situation where they had to choose, and the choice was one which was open to them. They could either choose to reject this situation, or they can choose to accept it. But all the facts were in front of them. And that's the idea of a nisayon from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's presenting man or a nation with the facts and allowing them to choose without any, you know, pre-existing biases, prejudices. So that's the concept of nisayon. So it's very interesting, different perspectives of this idea of nisayon. The Ramban says, which I just explained, the nisayon is that Hashem appeared to the Jews in order to remove any doubt and any prejudice or any biased perspective in order to allow them to choose on the highest level. The Rambam is very interesting too. The Rambam is saying that the purpose of Hashem's appearance was to create a primary knowledge. With all knowledge, there's always the basic axioms, the basic truths, and then there's all the theories that emerge, like in mathematics. So too, with Torah, the axiom of Torah is premised on Hashem's appearance to the Jewish people. And now any person that contradicts this Torah is going against that primary knowledge. So the appearance of Hashem to the Jewish people was necessary in order to create a primary knowledge. A primary knowledge that the Torah is true. And then Rashi, above, he mentions the different idea. He says that it was in order for the Jewish people to be exalted in the eyes of others. It was in order to give the Jews the idea of Am HaNivchar. And we see that it exists even Bizman Hazeh, that even non-Jews, when you meet a lot of non-Jews, they know that the Jews are the chosen people. But one aspect of the chosen people is that Hashem revealed himself at Sinai. Had he not revealed himself at Sinai, it wouldn't have been as clear-cut that the Jews were chosen if Moshe had done everything and he was just the Navi Hashem, so it wouldn't be clear that we are the Am HaNivchar. So even when you speak to, I have some patients that are non-Jewish, and even they recognize this concept of the chosen people. So that idea required that Hashem appear directly to the Jewish people. So we see a lot of different concepts that emerge in the experience of Sinai that explain why Hashem had to appear to the Jewish people. So that's the first part of the shir. The second part is a little lighter, and it's interesting. If you look in the source number 4, the Torah Tmima quotes a Gemara in Yevamos. And this is the source, this is the basis for, you know, how I came up with this shir idea. And it says as follows: Uvavur tia yiraso, shlosha simanim yesh be'umas Yisrael. So the Torah says, as we read, that Hashem appeared to the Jewish people in order to create a fear on their faces, al panechem. And the Gemara says that there are 3 signs that differentiate the Jews from other nations. Rachmanim, Jews are merciful. Baishanim, Jews are embarrassed, or I guess shamed at times, or shameful, capable of being embarrassed. Gomlei chasadim, and also they dole out chesed. Baishanim, so where do we see that the Jews are baishanim, that they're somewhat, you know, capable of being embarrassed or shameful, I would say, not in a negative way, but I guess embarrassing, like busha. Dechsiv ubavur tia yiraso al pneichem. So they quote our pasuk from Yisro, which is that in order, Hashem appeared to the Jewish people at Sinai in order that there should be a yira on their faces. So, of course, the question is, A, you know, what does it mean that these are the three signs of the Jewish nation, that Jews are merciful, that Jews are baishanim, that they're capable of being embarrassed, and that they're gomlei chasadim? And furthermore, how do we learn out from our pasuk in Yisro that that Jews are baishanim, from the fact that Hashem appeared to the Jewish people in order to create yira? What is that concept? What's the concept? So I think it's an interesting point, and there's actually practical applications of this we'll see in the Rambam. But let's look at the Gemara itself. There's added elements in the Gemara in Yevamos. So if you look in source number 5, the Gemara is Yevamos daf ayin tesam adalef, and it says, Amar, shlosha simanim yesh be'umazu. There are three signs that the Jewish people possess that differentiate Jews from others. Harachmanim, l'habayshanim, begomle chasadim. So what are they? Mercy. Baishan is, embarrassed. And also they supply chesed. They give out chesed, and they do chesed. Rachmanim, where do we see that the Jews are merciful? Dichsiv, v'nasan lecha rachamim, v'richam lecha v'hirbecha. That Hashem says, I will give you mercy, and I will increase your mercy. So that's, we'll see where the source for that is, but the allusion is to the idea of not that Hashem is being merciful, but he's giving you the characteristic of mercy. And then it says, Baishanin, where do we know that the Jews are Baishanin, that they're capable of being embarrassed? Lowly. Dichsib, Bavur tia yiraso apanechem. That's from Sinai, that when Hashem appeared to the Jews, so it was in order that he create a yira on their faces. So again, we ask, like, what's the connection? And then finally, Gomle chasadim, where do we know that Jews, the characteristic of a Jew is to do chasad? Dichsib, Laman asher yitzaves banaves beso acharav. In order that I command his children and his household after him, referring to Avraham, kol sheyesh bo shlosha simanim halalu roi lehidabek beumazu. Anyone who has these characteristics, so any non-Jew who has the characteristic of being merciful, of being a gomel chesed, or a baishan, so then they're really appropriate to join Klal Yisrael. So the question again is, you know, why are these three simanim highlighted? And also, you know, the limudim we'll see inside are very strange types of limudim. The psukim that they learn it from are very odd. So we're going to have to explain or understand what this idea is. What makes the Jewish, why is this such a unique Jewish characteristic? So Rashi says in source number 6, Be'umazu, Yisrael. So when it says this nation, it's referring to us. Harachmanim, v'hani giv'onim, kevan delo merachami, Einan ru'uyin lidavik bahen miyad gazar lein david l'chach namar v'hagivonim lo b'bnei Yisrael hema. So the givonim, the story of the givonim is that they were in Yeshua, they were accepted because Yeshua made a treaty with them, not knowing that they were one of the Sheva Amim or that he shouldn't have. And then they end up being brought in to the Klal Yisrael, but in David's time, he made a gzera against them because they weren't merciful people. They took revenge against Shlomo's children. So we'll have to look into that. We're going to look into each idea. But just to keep it fresh, there's three concepts, there's three characteristics, personality characteristics of the Ummah, of this nation, of the Jewish people. Again, one is being merciful, another one is being a Baishan, and the last one is being a Gomel Chesed. So I said before that it's important to look at the sources, and once you look at the sources, you're going to be even more astounded at the reality of this claim that the Jewish people are these types of people. So if you look in source number 7, the Gemara is quoting the pasuk by Rachamim. So let's look at the pasukim and we'll explain them. It says as follows. It's Devarim Perek Yud Gimel, pasuk Yud Gimel at the beginning. It says, Ki sishma be'achas arecha asher Hashem elokecha nosein lecha l'sheves sham lemor. So once you hear in one of the cities that Hashem has given the Jewish people to live in Eretz Yisrael, what do you hear? Yatzu anashim bnei v'liyal mekirbecha v'yedichu es yoshvei iram lemor ne'elcha v'navda Elohim achirim asher lo yedatem. There are these scoundrels that are from amongst them, this city, and they're trying to persuade the people of the city in order to do avodah zarah, And if you look into it, if the Sanhedrin looks into it, and they find that this is true, that a majority of the city was persuaded to do avodah zarah, so what do? We destroy the whole city by sword. We kill everybody in the city. Not only that, but we take all of the possessions in this city and we burn it all, and that city has to remain ruined for all time. And then he goes on, V'lo yidbak b'yadacha, Hashem says in the Torah, V'lo yidbak b'yadacha me'uma min acherem, l'mayin yashuv Hashem yachorna po, v'nasan l'cha rachamim, v'richamcha b'yirbecha, kashir nishbol avusecha. So he says, he continues, that the Jews didn't have any permission, in this case of, this is Ir Anidachas, if you didn't pick it up, but it's Ir Anidachas. In the case of Ir Anidachas, the Jews are not allowed to touch, they're not allowed to use anything that was destroyed, burnt up, or left in the city, in order that Hashem should give his rachamim and increase his rachamim like he promised the Jewish people's forefathers. And then it says that the Jews, when they listen to Hashem and they do the mitzvos that Hashem commanded them in order to do the right, the straight, so what is the source for the idea that Jews are rachamim? From Ir Anidachas, which is very funny because Ir Anidachas is a case where a Jewish city is destroyed for doing avodah zarah, and the pshat of the pasuk that teaches us that Jews are merciful is really that Hashem is going to be merciful on the Jews if they destroy the city that does avodah zarah. And the way to achieve this, the way for the Jews to get mercy, is to completely eradicate the city. So it's a funny thing, just something to think about, that the source for Jewish people being merciful is our destruction of Ir Hanidachas. So it's really bizarre. It's a bizarre type of libud, a place to learn out that Jews are very merachim from the fact that we destroyed a city of avodah zarah. So that's the first source. So where do we know that the Jewish people are baishanim? So that we learn out from Yisro. And if you look in source number 8, there's two parts, but we're going to focus on the second. It says in Nedarim, Uvavur tia yiraso, Tanya, Uvavur tia yiraso apnechem, zuabusha levilti secheto, melame chabusha mevieli de yirasche. So he says, the first opinion is, that in order that there should be yira on your face, means embarrassment, in order that you not sin, is teaching us that feeling embarrassed leads to a fear of sin. And the second opinion is, Achirim omrim kol mi she'en lo boshes panim, anyone who doesn't have any sense of embarrassment, biyadua shelo omdu avosav al har Sinai, we know that their forefathers were not at Sinai. So again, we see in Nedarim the same concept, that the Baishan, the idea of Jewish people having the characteristic of being Baishan and being embarrassed when they do something wrong, really emerges from Hashem's appearance to them at Har Sinai. And in fact, the Gemara Nedarim says, anybody who doesn't have that, it's a proof that they're not from Sinai, that they weren't at Sinai, their forefathers. So we have to explain that lima. That was one of the questions we had before. And the last one is also interesting. It's from the Rambam. From Avraham. Sorry, we'll see the Rambam after. Source number 9, Bereishis Perek Yud Ches, it says, Avraham hayo yeh legoy gadol ve'atzum benivruchu bo kol goyei aretz. So Avram in the future will be this great nation, and v'nivrechu bo, and he will be blessed. Kol goy aretz, all the goyim of the land. Ki dativ l'mana sheitzav es banav es pesach harav v'shamru derech Hashem la'asos tzedakah mishpat l'mana v'yad Hashem al Avram es asher divir alav. I've singled Avram out in order that I command his children and his children's children after him, and that they keep and guard the derech of Hashem in order to do justice and righteousness, or righteousness and justice, l'mana v'yad Hashem al Avraham es asher divir alav, in order that Hashem bring on Avraham that which he spoke about. So the source for chesed is from Avraham, but it doesn't really say chesed in the pasuk. It says la'asos tzedakah u'mishpat. It says that Avraham's characteristic of doing justice and and righteousness, or I keep saying it the opposite, but it should be righteousness and justice. So that really existed by Abraham, but that is the source that Jews are gom lechesed. But it's funny, like I said, the pasuk by Abraham doesn't mention anything about chesed, it just mentions tzedakah u'mishpat. So again, so we're coming to the idea, the concept, but one last time, just to keep everything in our heads, there's three characteristics that unite Jews and that distinguish us from others, and they are rachamim. And we learn out rachamim that Jews are merciful, more merciful than others, from the Irani Dachas. And my question was, why are we learning that from Irani Dachas? Irani Dachas does not seem like a merciful situation. It seems like a situation where we're destroying another city. And how is that the source for mercy? The second is from Sinai. What is the fact that Hashem appeared to the Jewish people at Sinai have to do with Baishan, that the Jews are Baishanim? And then the last idea is, we learn out from Avraham that Jews are gomle chesed, but by Avraham it doesn't mention chesed, it says tzedakah u'mishpat. And then finally, the most important question, which I should have raised in the beginning, is, let's say non-Jews have this characteristic. So like, there are many non-Jewish people that are gomle chesed, rachamim, baishanim. I've seen it. So what exactly differentiates our Jewish people from others? I mean, how we see other people have similar characteristics. So why is this unique to the Jewish people? It exists outside of the Jewish people. There are many cultures that value these characteristics. So what differentiates us? What is the concept of this Gemara? Okay, anyone have any ideas, possibilities? I don't want to just... Okay, so stop me again if it's unclear. But I think there's a very deep concept in this Gemara. I think the idea is that the rachamim and the busha and the chesed of the Jew is qualitatively different than the rachamim, the chesed, the busha, and the chesed of the guy. And the difference is that rachamim is typically based on an emotional, I always use this term, but it's very important, identification. That typically a person feels mercy when they feel a connection to the other person. Then they identify, meaning they feel like I could be in the same situation. So that usually is the impetus to be merciful. So if I see a poor person and I want to be merciful, or I am merciful, it's usually because I can see myself being poor and I would not want to be treated in a cold way. So the reason why I'm being merciful is because I identify with the situation of the person, of the poor person. So or let's say a person got into an accident. So if sometimes I feel bad for people who get into accidents, not just the victims, but the people who are driving, because, you know, it happens. And even though most people feel bad for the victims, people identify with different people in each type of situation. But mercy is usually a byproduct of that identification. So I think the idea is that the Jews' mercy is not premised on identification. In fact, the proof is from the idea of Irani Dachas, because if identification was the source of rachamim, then the Jews should feel mercy on the Jews in the city that are doing avodah zara, and they shouldn't destroy them. But what Hashem is teaching the Jew is that rachamim should be based premised not on the emotion of identification or the feeling of identification, but on the necessity and the reality of the good of being mercy, of merciful, of just the concept of merciful as an intellectual concept, as a truth. So the concept of mercy in the Jew is different than the mercy of a non-Jew. The mercy of a non-Jew is premised on identification, whereas the mercy of a Jew is premised in the benefits and the reality of the justice of mercy and the good of mercy. And that's why it's more intrinsic in the Jew than it is for the non-Jew. Yeah, it's true that non-Jews can express mercy, but their expression of mercy is not the same as the Jews, because by the Jewish people and the nation, our concept of mercy is not premised on our identification with our friends, with our other Jews. In fact, you see that from Yerani Dachas, that if another Jew is an Ovid of Avodah Zarah, we're supposed to act negatively towards them. Why? Because mercy isn't based on how we connect with others. Mercy is based on whether it's just or not, and whether the person's action and whether their sin was really worthy of mercy. So the Jewish mercy, and that's why mercy is a unique quality, is not premised on an emotional connection, but it's premised on how we value mercy as a concept. The second idea is busha. So it's the same concept, the busha. Usually a person feels embarrassed for the same reason. People feel embarrassed because they can identify with others. They feel embarrassed because also another reason why people feel embarrassed is because they have an idea of the self, that they're not worthy of this, or they're, let's say you think that you're an important person and then somebody breaks that down in your face, so then it's natural to feel embarrassed. So really, I should say a little different. Really, embarrassment in general is a byproduct of a premise that I am important and that I really deserve respect. And if that's not given, you feel embarrassed. You feel like it goes against your sense of self-importance. So the idea of the Jewish busha is that we always compare ourselves to God, that we recognize, or we saw, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to us. And our busha is based on our relationship or our knowledge of us relative to Hashem, not based on our idea of ourselves being important, but it's based on the concept that we recognize relative to Hashem that we're really pathetic, that we're really nothing relative to Hashem. And that was clear in Har Sinai when Hashem appeared to the Jewish people, and the Jewish people were fearful and they were scared. And the idea of embarrassment is a lack of worthiness because we recognize the greatness of God. That's a different type of busha than a person who thinks that they're important. And embarrassment, usually that's the premise of embarrassment, that I feel like I feel like I should be respected and I should be viewed in a certain way, and you're not viewing me in that way, and that's the source of typical embarrassment. But the Jews' embarrassment is not based on their feelings about the self relative to others, but it's based on our knowledge of our situation relative to God. And that was created at Sinai, so that's another reason why the Jewish characteristic of busha is intrinsically different than the characteristic of busha by other nations. Other nations, it's based on, a misinformed premise. And by the Jews, it's based on the knowledge that we are different fundamentally from Hashem and that we're really pathetic compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then finally, the last idea is Gomel Chesed. So again, we see the same type of concept. And that was my question. It doesn't say Chesed in the Pasuk. So why? Because tzedakah and mishpah is really the source of the Jews' chesed. Chesed, again, could typically be as a result of a feeling. I see somebody that is sad. I see somebody in the hospital, so I want to do chesed because I feel bad for them. I, again, connect with them emotionally. But the idea of chesed is really premised on mishpah and tzedakah. Tzedakah and mishpah. That's the premise of chesed of Avraham. And that's a different source of chesed. That's the source of chesed that this is right. And this is just for me to provide for others, for me to be good to others. So once again, we see that the Jewish people are differentiated from others in their expression of kindness. The kindness of the Jew is based on the idea and the knowledge that this is the right way to live, and this is how we should act towards others, as opposed to just feeling sad for another person and feeling like you want to help them because you connect with them. So we see the same type of theme throughout. So just to summarize, these three characteristics are all unique by the Jew as opposed to the non-Jew, because they're all premised on the idea, on a truer idea of what they are, of what mercy should be based on. It shouldn't be based on feeling identification, but it should be based on this is just, this is correct to do in this situation. So too by embarrassment, a person should feel embarrassed, not based on misinformation, misperception of the self, but embarrassment should be based on our idea or knowledge of humanity and what the real value of humanity is and what our significance is relative to God. And then the last idea is chesed, that our chesed, the Jew's chesed, is premised on justice and righteousness. But the non-Jew's chesed is based on, a lot of times, oftentimes, based on a feeling of I feel bad and I connect with you, so that's why I want to help you. So that's what differentiates us from other nations. So lest you think that this is just conceptual, there's actually interesting practical applications of this. And we'll look at the last two sources. The Rambam is, one Rambam's in Hilchos Yisurah Bia Parakid Beis. And the Rambam says, Mishnas Gair Mishiva Avimin Eina Asurim Min HaTorah Lavo Bekal. Anyone who's one of the seven nations that lived in Eretz Yisrael, they're allowed to be Misgair, they're allowed to convert. V'adabri Yadua Shalun Isgairu Mehen Ela Givonim. So the only nation that converted were the Givonim. Yoshua gazar lehem shu asurim lavo bekal echad zucharim be'echad nekevos. So Yoshua said they couldn't really marry into the nation. Velo asar osam el bizman sheish mikdash. But he only said that it was usher for them when there was a mikdash. Shenemar v'chud ve'etim shov v'mayim levis elokai tala harchakasam b'mikdash. So they were only distanced from Klal Yisrael when the mikdash was in existence. V'heman akrayim nesinim levish naslam avodas hamikdash. They are called nesinim because their duty, their job, was to serve the mikdash. But David, the gazar aleihem shlo yichnesu b'kal la'olam. Now David came along and he said that Givonim should never be part of Klal Yisrael. Even when the mikdash isn't around, so to Ezra confirm this. So David said that the givonim can no longer be part of Klal Yisrael, even though Yoshua allowed them outside of the mikdash, zman mikdash. David said, "No way, no more." And why? So why did David, why was he gozer that they can't join Klal Yisrael? Because he saw that the Givonim were revengeful against Shlomo and his children, and they killed Shlomo's children, they hung them. So once David saw that, he said that they're not roi, they're not appropriate to be part of Klal Yisrael, because they really lack in the idea of Rachamim. Their concept of Rachamim is really lacking. So we see it again, one more halacha. So there's a practical application that the Givonim, anyone, any nation that or group of people that clearly exhibit a lack of Rachamim or a lack of Baish Busha or a lack of Chesed, they can't be Miskayer. And they were eliminated by David from the Givonim from being Miskayer, from being converts. The second halacha is the Rambam in Hilchos Asurabiyya. It's important for dating purposes. It says, any family has a chazaka, has a pre-existing, chazaka, it's hard to define, kashrus, that they're kasher, people are kasher, and you're allowed to marry into them, l'chachila. Bafa bichin, imra isa, shtei mishpachos, she miskaros zubizu, tamid, o reisa mishifcha, she balas Mato Mariva Tamid, Ora Isa Ishahu Marbe Mariva Makol, the Az Panim Yoser. So if you see that people are always fighting, man or woman are fighting with each other, Choshishin Lahen, then you're Choshesh, Veroi Lestrachik Mehen, and you should really distance yourself. You shouldn't marry into those families. Elu Simani Pasel Sam. So these are signs that you're a puzzle if you're a fighter, if you're constantly fighting. Chena Posel Sacherim Tamid. Somebody's always knocking somebody else down. Let's say a person's always talking bad about others and saying, you're a mamzer. We always are choshesh that the person who's making fun of others possesses the same defect, that they're the mamzer. If, let's say, you say, oh, that guy, he's an eved, he's a slave. We are choshesh that the person who's claiming that the other person's a slave is really the slave. Shekol posel mimuma posel. Anybody who posels somebody else, it's usually from their own psul, that they're really just trying to, they're embarrassed of their own defect and they're trying to put it on somebody else. The chol mishiyesh lo bo azus panim o achzarios v'soni es abrios ve'ino gomel lahem chesed. Anybody who's brazen and nasty and he hates people and he doesn't do chesed, choshesh lo biyoser shema givonihu. Rechoshesh said that person's a givoni. Shesimoni Yisrael ha'uma ha'kedosha, the simonim of a Jew, which is kedosha, which is holy, by shanam rachmanim egom lechasadim. So these are the three characteristics of the givonim who omer haba givonim lo b'nei Yisrael hema lefi shehi izu p'neiem lo nispaisu v'lo rachamu al b'nei Yisrael v'lo gamlu l'Yisrael chesed limchol b'nei malkam v'hem asu imam chesed v'hachiyam b'tchila. So the idea the Rambam is teaching us is that it's practical when you're dating. And you're looking at families, the main characteristics are that you should look for families that possess Rachamim, Busha, and the idea of Chesed. Any family that doesn't have these characteristics, the Rambam is saying you should be Choshesh. You should think that they might not be Jewish because it's part of our essence, the essence of us as a nation, these characteristics. And I explained before why they are so important and so essential to our nationhood. So that's the shiur tonight, just summarize quickly. So the first part of the shiur was on the idea, the concept of why Hashem had to appear for the Jewish by Sinai to the Jewish people directly. And we gave different opinions. We try to explain them a little bit. Rashi explains that it was in order for the Jews to appear to others as exalted and kavod and give them kavod. The Ramban says that it was in order for the Jewish people one answer of the Ramban is that it was in order for the Jewish people to be accustomed to belief in Hashem, and also that they should have both types of Yira, Yiras Hashem and Yiras Chait, which emerges from the fact that Hashem appeared to them directly, so they were in awe of the greatness of Hashem, and also from the fire, that's Yiras Chait. Then the Rambam explains that it was to create primary knowledge, so that if afterwards any Navi came along and contradicted it, we would know which one is true, that the primary knowledge is true. And the last idea is the Ramban of Nisayon. He was saying that the purpose of Hashem appearing was to remove the doubt from the Jewish people, to create or give them an opportunity to make a choice without, you know, without any preconditions, without any bias. So if you remove doubt, you open up the options for the Jewish people, and they chose properly. So that was a chesed, or a good, that Hashem provided by appearing to the Jews, removing their doubt. Then the last part of the shir was on the three characteristics of the Jews that were rachamim, were baishanim, and were also gomei chesed. And we explained that the difference between us and other nations is that the premise of these characteristics is not necessarily emotional identification, but rather it's the knowledge that these are the right things to do. And we gain that from, A, the idea of Irani Dachas, that Irani Dachas shows you that even though we identify with our fellow Jew, we still kill them if they have the wrong ideals. So the concept of rachamim is not premised on identification, it's premised on the idea that rachamim is appropriate. The second concept of busha is from Hashem's appearance to the Jews. At that moment, the Jews recognize their relative significance and objective significance, as opposed to most people who overestimate their significance and are embarrassed as a result. And the last idea is chesed, that our chesed is premised on mishpat and tzedakah, of the righteousness and the goodness of chesed, as opposed to just feeling sorry and bad. And the last concept was the Rambam, and we explained that the Rambam shows us two different practical scenarios where this actually occurred. One was by the Givonim, that they were banned and because they didn't have rachamim. And the second idea was by the dating idea, that when you look for a family, you have to be choshesh for any family that doesn't have these key characteristics. So that is the shiur tonight. Any questions? All right. Have a good Shabbos. Thank you.